Echa Yashva Chavatzelet HaSharon. This kina is very important historically, as it's the only source we have for the names of the cities of the Mishmarot of the Kohanim. The Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmarot, or watches, and each Mishmar served in the Beit HaMikdash for a week at a time. Thus, every Mishmar had two or occasionally 3 weeks of service annually in the Beit HaMikdash. The Mishmarot, in turn, were divided into Batei Av, one for each day of the week, and the members of each Beit Av did the Avoda on their day of the week. The Mishmarot in the Second Temple had specific names, but we no longer have the Midrashim which tell us these names. Our oldest source is this Kina. Structurally, each stanza begins with the corresponding word from the first chapter of Eicha, and concludes with the name of the priestly city. Because there are 22 Psukim, but 24 Mishmarot, there are two stanzas each for the Psukim beginning with Shin and Taf. One interesting note is the name of the city in the sixth stanza, Yodfat. This was the city commanded by Yosef ben Matityahu, also known as Josephus. Although the army fought valiantly, the situation became hopeless, and the remaining living soldiers committed suicide. Josephus, along with 39 other survivors, hid in a cave. When confronted by Vespasian and Titus, who commanded the Roman forces, they refused to surrender, instead committing suicide, at Josephus' recommendation, by the soldiers killing each other. Josephus himself was the only survivor, and he turned himself into the Romans. Eventually, he became a Roman citizen, and claims that he did so by impressing the Romans by correctly predicting that Vespasian would become emperor. Josephus is particularly relevant to Tisha B'Av. Because we cannot learn Torah today, some poskim recommend studying the works of Josephus during the day, which describe the war with the Romans as well as the aftermath. Yotfat, located in the Galil, was conquered 3 years before the temple was destroyed. It took a long time for the Romans to advance to Yerushalayim. It seems that the Kohanim in particular, says Rav Soloveitchik, were tenacious fighters. This is clearly demonstrated by the amount of time it took for them to destroy the Beit HaMikdash after breaching the walls on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. The Jews were starving, the Jews were exhausted, they had no weapons. Yet it still took 3 weeks to advance almost no distance at all. This shows how hard the Kohanim, the main defenders of Yerushalayim, fought. Their deaths are mourned in this Kina.